If you look at TH, I think. If you look at this Opria, if you look at this world here, I mean, we can just, as I speak, film people walking here. It's Bromma, Traneberg suburb in the summer. There's something nice with Sweden, and it is that people are seeking, you could say, a balanced, honest, reasonable, rational life that makes sense. And have some intelligence for that. And I would say, and I use my mother as an example especially, because it's standard of cleanliness, of tidiness. Quality. Things looking good, lasting long, and being reasonably priced, and so on. And I would say a sustainable home. And indeed, my childhood home pretty much looked the same all the way through. The furniture, even the sofa that I sat in when I was 1 year old, me and my sister had to tear down and throw away when mother passed away. That's how people were back then. And I'm saying that you know, a song called, I mean, in the Hare Krishna group here, even Helsinki, sinking hell. Because we are close to hell up here in the darkness and the cold. But you see, we people up here, we see it differently. We have a day that is 6 months and a night that is 6 months. So we are in the heavens. No, but really, I mean, we should look at the sattva guna qualities wherever we find them on the planet and learn to identify them. And here I find the sattva guna: peacefulness, neutrality. Well, now some idiot broke that. But it's there in our collective mind, I think. Honesty, fairness. That's what we sometimes call the conscience of the world. And sometimes even make fools out of ourselves, thinking that we know the best. Which, well, sometimes it's true, sometimes not. So, beware of the hubris and the pride and the complacency and all that that can set in when you have a comfortable life. But yes, why not try to share that comfortable life with as many others as possible on the planet, using whatever spare extra resources we have that we want to use for philanthropic purposes. And I would say not more than just for humans, for the good of the entire planet, including everyone who lives here. Everyone who lives here. See, yeah. If we can just try first to get beyond that racist thing. Well, we can find it actually in the Krishna consciousness movement where I kind of grew up. Where the Swedes thought they were superior to the Indians, and I still think they think so. Quite a few of us here. These funny people with their funny religion and the funny way of speaking English, and yeah, you can't take them seriously really, but we pretend that we do. Sorry, but that's there in the collective mind of the people here. I know that, I've seen it, I'm a witness. And yes, I've been there myself. But the thing is, it's there on the other side too, where the Indians think that the Swedes are just, oh my goodness, impersonal and lechas. Yeah, have some subtic qualities, but we are the Aryans, we Indians. We are the real ones, we have the real culture, the real truth, Sanatan Dharma, which of course, once you learn more about it, it's not an Indian religion, but it's about every soul, every one of us, eternal spirit souls, parts and parcels of God and Goddess. It's about our lives, our way, our happiness and meaning, and our relationships. So that's what it's about. And once you get there, and we were, well, I think I'm so fortunate to say, including myself, given that mercy from Prabhupada, to see that this is not, as he often said, Hinduism he has come to convert people to, but this is a knowledge about us and our relationship to God, no matter what religion we are in and so on. Irrespective of caste, creed, color, and all of that. And yet, that's kind of what I am these days working on. Sharing and spreading, and yes, I can really see that when you understand this Sanatana Dharma concept, again, not as an Indian culture, an implementation of the Indian society as ruling on earth, culture that should take over the planet, just as Americans seem to be thinking, or have been thinking, that their culture should take over the entire world. And I'm saying there are all these nationalism, racism below the surface here. So if you can remove that, sorry for the sidetrack here, but and wherever we are, whatever country you are in now, and I am in now, which is approaching the central city of Stockholm on a walk, meeting people, looking at them, well, up here these big city people, they don't say hi very much when they are taking walks, but in my hometown we do. So anyway, that's it for now.